I'm going to give them a rap. Play day. Sar Shiva. Alright, so on Pesach, you have to be able to answer two questions. We do Bedikah, we do Bithel. So one question is, if we do Bithel, what do we need Bedikah for? So that we answered on that Pesach and out. If you do Bithel, what do you need Bedikah for? So Pesach said, Shem Yechlenu. And Rashi said, Kutabai Rabbi Matzei, whatever shot we had in Rashi. This Gemara is saying the reverse. Okay, there it's talking about if you do Bithel, why Bedikah is not good. This Gemara says, if you do Bedikah alone, what do you need Bithel for? Who needs the Bithel? My time, who needs a Bithel? Imeim, Mishum Pirurim. If you're going to say, because you're worried that there are some crumbs that you didn't find, Halei Chashivi. What does it mean, Halei Chashivi? That's what she said. No, she doesn't say. What does it mean, Halei Chashivi, and therefore...
You don't need it.
And therefore... So therefore, you don't need... Question, therefore you don't need why? If you say, therefore you don't need Bithel and Bedikah is enough, is that shot? You don't need Bithel to make it hefker because it's hefker anyway. So do I need Bedikah for it? What's the argument I say? Do I need to do Bedikah for these crumbs? Why? You did a Bedikah. So what's it say? I buy the Tashivato, it is same from Peru and Halei Chashivi, and therefore what? Halei Chashivi, and therefore it can't be why I need a Bithel, because since they're not Chashav, so it's explaining why. So you need Bedikah for Pirurim or not?
No.
You don't need Bedikah for Pirurim. How do you see from this Gemara you don't need Bedikah for Pirurim? If you said the other way, I would answer you the other way. But how do you see from this Gemara? We're trying to figure out what's the question in the Gemara. You see from this Gemara you don't need Bedikah for Pirurim? Why are there Pirurim? Because you missed them, you're afraid you missed them Pirurim. Why do you look for them? Why? Couldn't find them. Do you need Bedikah for Pirurim or not? What? I'm afraid it might still be there, right? I'm afraid there's still Bedikah. Now the question is, do I have to do a Bedikah in the first place for Pirurim? You said no. How do you see that from this Gemara? Halei Chashivi, and therefore the Bakum Memela. So if the Bakum Memela, is that enough? If the Bakum Memela, do I have to do Bedikah to the Bakum Memela? What should that depend on? If you do Bithel, why do you have to do Bedikah? For crumbs, it's like you did a Bithel. Bakum Memela. Why? So therefore, that's what it should depend on. That's exactly what it should depend on. What's Pshat Megamari Hemishim Purim Halei Chashivi? Pshat is it's buckled by itself. So certainly the Gemara is saying it's buckled by itself, and therefore it makes no sense to do Bethel. It makes sense in the Chayfam to do Bethel. But how is the Gemara looking at the Purim Megabi Bedikah? Yeah. It could be that it could be assumed that in every house, no matter how much you clean, they're going to be Purim.
Either you're going to check and you're going to find it, or you're not going to find it.
Maybe. There is Shemim Sefurim. Selamai, so fear
us. You don't have to do
Bedikah.
You see that you don't have to do
Bedikah. So
maybe I
have to do Bedikah. The Gemara is assuming that there are Bedikah Ruin there. That's what you're saying. It's a little hard. What was that happening? I don't have to do Bedikah, but I do have to do Bedikah. What's the logic to that? And people like you have to do. So it's the Gemara's kasha. So what's the logic to it? Kol
Hashivi.
So that's what it depends on. Now, first you should know that I think most of you have seen it already. That Rav Moshe learns up shot in the Gemara that, like most of you were saying, Kol Hashivi and it talks about Nivadika. Kol Hashivi, it's nothing. We don't care about it. Like Hashivi means you don't need the dikki, you don't need the, we're not involved in worrying about the urim. And that the Chazei Nish learns that Holei Hashivi, so it's bottled by itself. There's no reason to do bittul. That explains bittul. But the dikkan be yours, so that you start to do it, you start to get rid of all the crumbs. So what the ladies talk about the Chazei Nish? No? Ladies talk about Chazei Nish, and the Rabbanim pass them like the Ramesha, and therefore... Bedika. Well, we're talking about Bedika. Bedika you certainly don't need. That Chazei Nish is neither. If you
get
Bedika, why do you need Bedika? That's a Kashi, right? Bedika, why do you need Bedika?
Because of Bedika,
it's not Kashi.
Right.
What do
you think then?
It's not Kashi, and therefore it's buckled by itself. So therefore, I don't have to do with it. Bidika? Chazal says Bidika. Bidika is not to do. Why do you have to do Bidika? I'm just doing a shot in the Gemara. What's the telling in Sephara? Let's talk about both. But let's just, you have to have what this depends on. This really depends. Because it's not question. Nobody cares about it. Good. So why? So the question we have to ask ourselves, and we're judging, we have to do bidika for piruim. We have to ask that for ourselves. Every time you do bittul, if you did a bittul, why do you have to do bidika for? If I did a bittul, so I'm not going to be a viral of Eilat. It's happened. Why do I have to do bidika? What's the answer to that question? Rashi and Taisa on Beis Hamidrash. Taisa said, "Show me your plate. I come to eat it." So according to Tosis, does it make sense by Piruim? Show me Echlan. What?
No.
Not going to come to eat the crumbs. So according to Tosis, it's the stopper by Pigris Rashi, like a Rashi did. That you should not need, the whole reason you need a Bedika, the buckle already, the only thing is Show me Echlan. So what are you worried about? What about Rashi Shita? Rashi said that if you do Bittul, you still need Bedika. The Ran said the word is, that maybe when you're mavakel these crumbs, you don't do it for life shalom. You really want it. That crumbs, you can't say that. Right? If you got pitzer, right? I've done it for life shalom. It's not something chashuv. On crumbs, what are you going to be chashuv? Yeah, I didn't do it for life shalom. Or like the Tosis Yantiv said, I'll find it on Yantiv and I'll have charaka. That crumbs is not shayit. So Rashi Shita also would seem to follow like the Nigush Meishim. That there's no reason in the world to require bedika on crumbs. Because Manashah, right Taisa Shah Yechlan, it was not Shah Shah Yechlan. Right Rashi, because you might have charata from your bittul on crumbs, you have charata on your bittul for a few crumbs. So it makes sense. So the name, it would follow that, like Ramashah, that there should be no reason to do bedika for crumbs. Why should the person have to look for crumbs? What? Yeah, but why should the chayshu can eat it? Why should the chayshu person can eat it? Because he has crumbs. Shabbi Akbaru means I might take it and eat it. That it might travel through the air to my mouth. That's why should the chayshu can eat it? What? Rashi said, by Rabbi Masay, the man says he might have find chametz and have charata from his bittul. Or maybe he won't be mabat. Tosfos Yom Tov says charata. The man said he won't be mabat the yafa yafa. He won't be mabat the blade shalom. And a crumb? Of course he's mabat. The man says it's automatically done. The chayri can bring a right to the Chazei Nish. Because the Gemara later says that if you find chametz on Pesach, Messiah is Zerah Lulah. Find chametz, so you could burn it, or you could be Messiah, you could crumb it up and throw it to the wind. So, that's a raya that crumbing it up by itself is not adequate. You're making it into a little piruin. The fire air, you can make piruin out of it. The side of the rock, you throw it to the wind or you throw it to the north. Why is it enough just to be the fire air? To make it into tiny crumbs. The chayra, the tzaraya, that piruim is not enough. So the Moshe answers, what is the answer? The Moshe said is that once it's in the fire, making crumbs is not a way out. If it started Pesach as crumbs, it's bubble the metal. But to take something which is already chametz, it's a chametz, and just to make it into tiny pieces, that's not adequate to be mevarech. That's not adequate to destroy it. Yes, to destroy it. What?
It's
going to be okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
The point is that you have to destroy it, and by turning it into your room, maybe it's taking it out of the same color, but it's not destroying it, as opposed to running it.
It's likely that that's what Ramesh means. I should have explained clearly that. That's one thing that I think we have to be clear, that piruim here is not necessarily less than a kazayis. It could be, especially if you hold big kazayis, you know. The kazayis is a half a masa, so a third of a masa. Piruim is crumbs, right? So this is sheer of kazayis, yeah, would be a good stuff. That would be a sheer of crumbs also, you think. When we're talking about crumbs, we're probably talking about what the Gemara says. That's Mimela Bakli. Anything that any normal human being would say is Mimela Bakli, and that it has no Hashiva. The Chazayish writes, what? That's definitely a big chunk. It's all... The mice that we're talking about, small pieces, the Gemara's lesson is, that everyone would agree, it's not kosher. So one Cheerio, a person might put it in his mouth, but crumbs a person would put. The Chazei Nish goes very far. The Chazei Nish does not bring any rayas, really, that it's awesome. He just says, there's no rayas in the Gemara that it's awesome. And he goes further, he says, that you have to build a mechitza, a sara, in front of Pirurim, just like in front of any chametz that needs a mechitza and a sara. And he says that you have to check your sfarim. Sfarim that you use during the year could have crumbs in them. Some people are very mapped not to use the sfarim during the year for this pashash. He says sfarim shouldn't. He holds it not only that, but if you go to Bnei Brak, the sfarim they don't check. They put a mechitzas hasara in front of them. They take these rolls of brown paper and they put it in front of the bookcases. I mean, they put a mechitzas hasara. They take out a few sfarim that they clean out, and the rest of them, they put a mechitzas hasara in front of them. The tremendous finish of the Chazei Nish. What?
Okay.
I don't know they do it in all shows. It could be where you happen to go. I don't think the places I drive in never did it. She doesn't do it. Depends, you know, those are Machmir or Mach. But some shows they serve Shal Shudis in the shul itself, and it's Paka because of Shash. Further, the Chazei says even more. The Chazei says that crumbs, shavu lava pesach, have a din of a knas. Crumbs shavu lava pesach, and these crumbs. It's not a big deal. We don't mind if it's a knas, but just look at the at Hechna Dvar Magi and the Chazei Nish holds that there is din of crumbs shavu lava pesach. That you know that have enough from the crumbs that were of alayim of pesach. And he uses a lashon lechokul chachamim. Chazal is like a light plug. It seems that he holds that it's a light plug. That you're right. There's no gzeira shaviyach lent on crumbs. The light plug. Chazal said that you have to do bedika and bittul, and that goes on all chametz. If a light plug, and you have to do bedikah and we'll find it. That's the only way I can understand as far as the Chazon Ish. To say he holds that v'chayshu shema yavei la'echlein is a big finish. Yeah.
He said that
maybe
a wife still lost a
light plug. Now, he doesn't say clearly if the reason he holds you need bedikah is because of a light plug. That he doesn't explain. But the only way I can understand is that why should you need bedikah for crumbs? Because it was shash. The only way I can understand is that he holds it to light plug. Otherwise, the Ramesha seems to be right by that Rashi and by
that
Taisus. Why is the because the way the Ran explained Rashi, the way Taisus Yontif explained Rashi, it's all because either you have Charata from your Bittul, or because you're not going to be talking about Shalim, but those Chashashas don't apply here. The place can bring either Taisus, or Rashi and Ran, or Rashi and Taisus Yontif. But those are the reasons that I brought down in Halacha. All those reasons seem not to apply. That's the problem. That was Tais Kasha Rashi. Once he did Biffle, why is that adequate? So we have to answer Rashi that somehow the Biffle won't be a good Biffle, and that's why we need Tashbis. That's why we need Biffle. All those reasons that we seem to have given don't seem to apply. With Machlech Rashi and the Chazon Ish, it's hard to know how to pass him. However, the graph that the Chazon Ish brings down. The Gra is going on a Gemara and then Hey on his Hey. The Gemara and then Hey says that if a person is doing bedika and in he finds little pieces of dough are in his house, so he has to destroy the dough. So the Gemara says that even his mixing bowl where he makes his doughs, you have two pieces of dough. Shnei chatzeri zeisim. So the Gemara says if the two chatzeri zeisim are connected by a chut shel basek, if some dough, two little pieces of dough connected by a string of dough, then if you pick it up, it won't get picked up together. Gemara says chayav levar. Gemara says if not, you don't have to be levar. Furthermore, amarula, that's only in the mixing, in the trowel, in the mixing place where you mix it up. If you have little pieces of dough on the floor, say if they finish making masses, there are pieces of dough on the floor. Zaptula, if you would sweep them together, they would stick to each other and they would become a kazayas. So therefore, you're required to clean up these little pieces of dough to be mevayeh them from your house. Because if you sweep them together, they'll stick to each other and they'll become one clump of a kazayas. The Gra says, Hoyevation. If it wouldn't be dough that sticks to each other, it would be dry crumbs in the house, like you have any place in the house where you don't make doughs, but you're afraid that in the bedroom or in the playroom there are crumbs, you're not worried about dough, you're worried about crumbs. So if I say to that Gemara that you don't have to worry about crumbs, because they're not going to stick together if you sweep them together. So the Gra says that from that Gemara is a raya that it is not necessary to do biur on crumbs unless there's a shash, they'll sweep them and they'll end up stick to each other. So it's a fish Gra like the Moshe. And the Chazon Ish is mighty the Gra that way, that's me on it. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Gra, which means that we have now the Gra, the Mishnah Berurah, and Moshe will hold like what's probably the more pashut pshat in this Gemara, that piruim do not require.
Who's
the black? Well, there are some Chazon Ish that others hold makbid for. And the Chazon Ish is a das yachid, so then in Bnei Brak they're makbid, and outside Bnei Brak they're mad. I can't tell you what the. Seems to me that most people seem to be makbid on cleaning for crumbs. I don't know why.
Yes, you don't know.
I have someone in the shul who's a washing machine repairman. I tell you, his busiest time is right before Pesach, because people put Legos in the washing machine. And little pieces get stuck in the machinery, and you have to come and clean it out. And people wash their leathers. I don't know. And ladies will take Q-tips and go through all the holes in the leather. That being chayshish
v'chazenish. But they just don't know. They're not supposed to check.
Maybe they, I don't know. But whatever it is, the Lamaise is they're doing chayshish, but the Lamaise disagrees. There's a raya, there's a kasha on the Chazon Ish from a stiff in Shulchan Aruch. It's in the top and very stiff test. There's a case which we are going to have in Yitzhak Hashem of that if somebody has a big block of dough or a chum, it's a block of dough, any chum, and he smears it around with tit. He wants to make a seed out of it. So he takes some plaster and he smears all around with plaster a big block of chametz, and he makes a seed out of it. And it's a yichbe the yeshiva, and he makes it a seed. So you're allowed to hold that on Pesach. Because smearing it with tit, and being miyachid the yeshiva, is a type of bittul. It's a bittul, you're being mevakel the aspect of chametz. You're not interested in mitzvah achila, right? Could be, but you're not bayatim. But at any rate, it's such a sifter Shulchan Aruch. Now we have to understand this. If it's true, how does it work? From the mice it works. There we see the Mishnah Berurah. They asks that taka shmearing with tit is like bittul, but bittul is not enough on Pesach. We need bittul and bedikah and beer. Mishnah Berurah answers, no, bittul is enough when there's no chashash shel yavei la'echlat. Bittul is enough if there's no chashash shel eat it. If there's miyachid at the yeshiva, there's no chashash al eat it. So in the name of it, there's no problem. That's also a raya that once you do bittul, if there's no chashash al yavei la'echlat, there's no further requirement. Alright, so if we start here, everything will be very, very clear. We have two shittos, and it seems the overwhelming majority of Paiskim holds, not like the Chazon Ish. As a matter of fact, it's hard to find clearly in the Paiskim like the Chazon Ish, and everything will be fine. But there's another path. There's another Igros Moshe. This one is in Arachayim Gimel, Simen Nun Zayin. In that tshuva, Moshe has a different shayla. He has a shayla about the chametz in your garbage can. The sanitation department is not fit to collect the Erev Yontif. Here, Moshe had the shayla, why does he have chametz in your garbage can? Do you have to be mevar of that? You're going to have to burn your chametz, and you realize there's chametz in the garbage can. Is that a problem or not? So Moshe says, well, what would you say? How would you analyze it?
It's not
and therefore it's like it's like you're mevatlet.
No,
even if it's a kazayas, even if it's someone cleaned off the table and there was a half-eaten Danish, you know, kids always eat it from all around, so nobody else could eat much left over, and you threw the Danish into the garbage. So now, so Rashi says, like you were saying, that it's like crumbs. He says, my God, I'm a tiburin. It's no worse than crumbs, even though it's bigger than a kazayas. But who did it? No, it is, you did bittul. Of course, if you didn't do bittul, it would be a problem. But you did bittul. 1 second. He says you did bittul. And once you did bittul, that should be enough. Why is bittul not enough? Because Shemi Yavim Eichlai, like Tysus. But Rashi, because maybe you won't be Mavakwa Yahweh B'Lev Shalom. So Moshe says, what's the problem? There's no Cheshash Shemi Yavim Eichlai, because people today don't take food out of garbage cans and eat them. And there's no chashash of you won't be mevakel yafa. So Moshe says it's no problem. No. But then he says, what?
It's not even true anyway. It's just like the equivalent of a season
of the season. It's not like we're running the planet. Okay, maybe it's better than appearance, it's in the garbage. Listen, it's bigger. But the bottom line is the same thing. The bottom line is that it's both in the neighbor. And there's no shash on the other life.
You can open the garbage can
on the other,
you can look in there.
So who cares if you look at half the chametz? You can walk on the on Fifth Avenue and look at chametz too. But there's no chiv mechitza according to Ramesh. It's really not chiyuv mechitza because there's no chashash in the other life. But then Rav Moshe writes, Afal Pi Kein, there's a sif in Shulchan Aruch that says that if you threw chametz in a place where birds, in the chater, where birds are shkiach to come to eat it, and they didn't eat it up, chayiv levar. You threw out crumbs to the bird. The bird didn't eat it, so you should be levar. So Moshe says, if it says that in Shulchan Aruch, the maisa, you should be levar the chametz. So it's a little bit of a problem that we're all of a sudden Ramesh makes an about face. The whole time he's saying crumbs are nothing. And the first part of this tshuva, he said this is like crumbs, it's nothing. But Ramesh says, I thought he came. We find such a halacha that you should get rid of chametz. So you should get rid of, even if it's not shayesh, we have a ba'ichlash. So get rid of it. Seems to be a steer of the two tshuvas. Why did he say safety about crumbs? There's one basic difference between the two cases, the two children. What's the difference?
The person gives the birds the crumbs, that was the difference.
And still you have to burn it.
But by over here, it's not using
the
bird.
That is
actually visible, isn't it? And the other one. I'm both
the but it comes enough in the water that someone's in the thick of
the that was the first truth of that.
You mean
the first one
not in
Babylon. You
need to put it out.
You're
talking about
the
floor
in the chaser.
You have a
bird
feed in
the Babylon. If you put it in a nice container, you'll be right. But if you zark the chaser, you just threw out on the floor in the yard.
Why would that be a
different
point to win? Obviously,
you're
pointing to the birds.
Pointing to the birds.
So
you're saying
that
the
destroying
is
pointing to the birds.
Pointing to the birds is obviously
different.
Well, because maybe you still have a dot on it.
Right, you're pointing to the birds. You mean
to
believe
it's
the animals.
You mean
to believe it,
you know? Because you want it for the birds. You want it for the
birds.
So that's not the same as the garbage can.
I need to hear us.
Right?
I need to hear us.
Yeah? You take a broom and you collect. It's such a thing.
When you throw it in the wind, it does no mark.
That's right. That's right. So the rough means it's got to go. It's got to fly over.
So it's true. We're talking about Adidas. It's talking about running.
The thing is this. Ramesh holds that the bird is similar to the garbage can. Bird is similar to the garbage can. And Ramesh holds that a garbage can, the attacker should take the chametz. And if you don't burn it, you should at least take it out of the garbage can and put it out on the curb. Not in Yerusha. So what's the difference between the first truva? When you said crumbs, you can leave the crumbs in your house, you don't have to do anything about it. And the second truva, where you said that a garbage can, that even though mikra adin, it's okay, but lemaisa you should get rid of it. So there's a basic difference between the two truvas. The first truva is talking about bedika, looking for the chametz, for the crumbs. The second truva is talking about dior, when you know it's there and you have to destroy it. Nikar Adin, both are fine. When you know it's there and the Shailas do have to do beer, so that Rav Moshe says that you should do a beer anyway. If you know it's there. But a bedika, that's what Moshe says you don't have to do. That he says is Agamara. That when Agamara says that they're Halei Hashivi, the Gemara says we don't care about them at all. We go look for them. We don't have to look for them. We don't have to bickle. We don't have to. Who cares? So if you're talking about unknown chametz, looking for crumbs, that is everything we discussed too. If you know about chametz, to get rid of chametz you know about, that the second tshuva, even then, Nikra, then you wouldn't have to, but Lamaisa, Rav Moshe says to be Levar, chametz that you know about.
Yes.
Okay, that's the thing that you do have. You don't know about the specific crimes, that's bedika. Search. What? Why do you have to do bedika? It's Menela Batli. You should be asking the other way. Even if you know where it is, why do you have to do beer? That's a chumra.
You imagine what are you doing here?
I don't follow which case you're asking. You're asking the case of Padika or the garbage? The garbage, yeah.
You ready to know this is all your life.
That's right.
Because if not,
right.
You did it.
That's right.
Then why do you have to do
beer?
See, the whole reason of beer is
because... In Echinami, there's no... Logically, you shouldn't have to do beer. So Rosh says that if I put out for the mill, so we find that if you find such a chumra, so if you should do a chumra. It's a chumra. But that chumra, Ramesh says, by chametz yadua, you know you have chametz to do beer. He's not saying it in the case of chametz that you don't know about. Go look for chametz. That he's not saying. Yeah, the raya from the Gemara is why you don't need beer. And what Ramesh is saying is only after chumra. Not mikra din, it doesn't need beer. Mikra din, it doesn't need beer. And the raya from the Gemara, it doesn't need beer. The raya from the Gemara, it doesn't need beer. Ramesh deal is machmir, this chumra. I'm just saying that it's not a sira because by the dika, he's not machmir.
He
probably held it the Gemara. I know. Yeah. And Ramesh calls it a chumra. I don't know. It's I don't know how I don't know if I made a chumra, you know, how widespread the chumra is in each case. But I can tell you these are the basic rules for now. Obviously on your table that you plan to eat on, you have to clean crumbs. Because if you're gonna put your food down on your table, there's a trash every other lifestyle. Or the cabinets in which you're gonna put your dishes or paper thick of silverware, that you have to clean out a crumb, because they're shy of shabby other life. There's a big difference in the house between places where there are crumbs and it might come lachima, and places where there's no reason to think it'll come lachima. There's no reason to think if there are crumbs under your bed that you might come to eat if I'm under your bed. Or on your cabinets or here, so that's the stuff. Everybody would agree that you have to clean out every bit. But we're talking now about the Bidik in the house, so that it's not necessary. Okay, the Gemara asks, the Chi Tema, Kiva Neminta Luhu Agat Beisei Chashivi. Maybe you're going to want to say that it's Chashiv. Why is it Chashiv? Because I lock my house every night. So I want to protect my jewelry, my silverware, and no one should steal it. For Tanya, Seifei Te'enim. The Shabbos to them, the Arabians, if it's after the season, what are Tainim? It's the end of the season of figs. The Shabbos to them, the Arabians. And you're watching your field because there are good grapes there. So there are some old Tainim, half-ripe Tainim in the tree that you don't care about. But you lock your field every night because you have grapes in the same field. Or say if you have the Shabbos to them, the Mikshas, and the Mikshas, lies. Or they are leftover grapes that you don't care about. And you're watching your field because of whatever you have there, these gourds, the cucumbers, the pumpkins, it depends on which translation you look at. But you look at these things, which are the midlife, the later vegetables that I pick later. This man Shabbat Bayis Makbar al Ayam. If the Baal Bayis is Makbar on what? On the hip right thing. So therefore we see what? Why we bring this down? To show things you're not makbid on your house. Even though you lock your house, they still have a din of hefker, and anybody can come into your house, someone walks into your house and take the crumbs, he has a right to take the crumbs. You can't stop. What? Well, see, someone walks into your house and he picks up a crumb, and you say, no, give it back. You can't even right to say that. If you're in an asset.
You're saying that you come to the attic because of the crumbs, so you want to throw them out. What are you doing in your house?
It comes in with permission. If you're a payment. If you're not fixing the washing machine, you find the crumb. So, okay. That's the comparison. What? If you're in the masjid, then you're right to eat it. And crumbs, you say, everybody's in the masjid. Now, this Gemara happens to be a Yisrael stick with Gabe. I hope it's true, Mr. Maestris, because there's a. You know that Hefka is part of a Maestris. Why is Hefka part of a Maestris?
Who's again?
What? Whoever takes it. Whoever eats the Hefka. As soon as you claim him in a Hefka, why don't you have to give Maestris? So the reason is because it says in the Torah, in the Pasha of Maestris, it says, Uvah HaLevi, the Levi will come and he'll manayin his Maestris. So it's only something which the Levi had no right to till then. But if it was already in the kayach of the Levi to get it beforehand, it was another hefker. So that's not included in Ubaha Levi. The Mirat and anything that was hefker, the Levi could have gotten any. And now, and therefore, the it's part of the Menemaisus.
Of course, I haven't been built, so I think one situation, you could say, I'll make it after, and then...
You have to in front of three people. So you get three people in wheelchairs that he's faster than them, yeah, then he could do it like that. But if, so Pata is Pata. There's a Chakira in a number of Achrayim. One is in the Atike Yam, Sinuchavav, the paragraph that starts the Nisapakti. When we're Mamayit, Hefka for Meiser, is it necessary? Is it because Hefker is always Pata for Meiser? Well, Hefker is Pata, it's a halakha, the Hefker Pata. Or does it have to be a Hefker that the Levi could get to? Or do you need the Payel that the Levi could have gotten to? Logically, I might argue that it's not enough to say it's Hefker if the Levi can't get there. If you're going to be masked or something in your locked house, so Svara might tell me that that's Chayav Meisus because the Levi couldn't get there. The truth is, Afi Svara, maybe you'll argue it should be that way. He says the Chiddush of this Braisa is the Din of Seife Ta'enim. Is that even though the Levi can't get there, the Mishamah Sadeh may not, the field is locked all around, and the Levi can't get it, there's no way to get it. Afal Pi Kein, once it's Hefker, it's Pata Min HaMaisus. That's the Chiddush. Because logically, I would say, Uvah HaLevi, you need the Papayel that the Levi could talk. You say, no. Uvah HaLevi teaches you a Din of Hefker, and it's a Din of Hefker. All Hefker is Pata Min HaMaisus.
Because
the Levi doesn't have a right. What?
Oh, because the Levi doesn't have
a right. So from this, he asks Akasha on there's a Marit, a Chuvus Marit. The Marit asks, is a pasuk in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah, we run out of a pasuk, that the Shemitah year you don't have to give Chuvus and Maisus. The Marit makes a drasha that there are no Chuvus and Maisus on Shemitah. So what's the kasha? The Marid asks, why do you need a pasuk? Why do you need a pasuk that Shemitah, you're part of a Chumas and Maisus? It's Hefker. Hefker is part of a Chumas and Maisus. What do I need a pasuk for? So the Marid answers, no, you do need a pasuk. Because I would think if during the Shemitah year, you have someone who's, it's not for him. He locks up his field, he doesn't let anybody in. So you would think, it's Chayav, not Hefker. It's Chayav and Chumas and Maisus. So therefore, I have a pasuk to tell you, Shemitah is Pata from Chumas and Maisus, period. It doesn't matter if the owner is master it, if the owner is not master it, Shemitah is Pata from Chumas and Maisus no matter what. So the Maharit says, if I would only have the pasuk Uba HaLevi, I wouldn't know this. I wouldn't know that Shemitah year. I wouldn't know Hefker. I wouldn't know if someone's not master it. So... Kamash will under pasuk that on Shemitah, the pasuk of Chumas and Maisus, even if the owner is not master. So we see that Marit holds that Hefker has to be Hefker b'payim. That Marit holds the opposite of the Mashmoyes of the Gemara. That Marit is saying that the Torah of Hefker is only if you actually are master. That in the Shemitah year you're not master your field, so it's not Hefker. So I would think it's Chayav Chumas and Maisus. I need a new pasuk. The Marit is saying that if you have something Hefker and you guard your field, that it's Chayav Chumas and Maisus all the time, except for Shemitah. Just for Shemitah is a special pasuk. That would seem to be the reverse of the Mashmoyes of this Brach, the Chiddush of this Brach. This Brach's Chiddush is that you're pasuk from Chumas and Maisus even though you lock the door. And the Marit seems to say the reverse. That really, if you lock the door, you're chayav in Chumas and Maisus. Just by Shemitah is a special part. So it's a very strong kasha on the merits in this Gemara. Yes.
Shemitah?
Okay, I didn't plan to get into it, but you're right. The Mechassinuch has a clair on Shemitah. If I have a field of Shemitah, do I have a mitzvah to be master? Or is the Torah master the field? We're assuming that the Torah is master all fields of Shemitah. Could be that my writ holds that the Torah is not master the field. You have a mitzvah to be master your field of Shemitah. If you choose not to be master, it is not hefker. So Mimela will be chayav and chumas and ma'isus if not for the pasuk. What you're saying could be a teretz. Okay, that's too much off track. I don't want to get that far. The main thing I wanted to do is to make the impression that this b'raisa is a tremendous chiddush. This b'raisa's chiddush is that hefker, which you didn't let anyone get to, I thought he came and put them chumas and ma'isus. That's the chiddush of the b'raisa. Let's get back to Pesachim. Amar Rava, Gezer Hashem Yitzchak Luska Yafa V'Daitei Alavayu. Yeah, Hashem Yitzchak Luska Yafa. What are we afraid of? Again, you did Bittul. You did Bedika, rather. You did Bedika. Question is, why do Bittul? The answer is that what might happen, I might find a Gluska Yafa, and what will happen if I find a Gluska Yafa? What? And then I might want to eat it. So what is Bittul going to do for me? If I might want to eat it, it's not going to help for that. Let's see, Rashi says something like that. Rashi says, I say Aleha, Rashi says, Chashuva yibeinav. Mila Pesach. You find a good piece of chametz, it's chashuv. The chaser of the sarfa umasha from a rega echad. See, Rashi seems to say, "Well, not trying to read it. But for a minute, you'll forget yourself. You say, oh boy, you know, something good that I found." The nimsa over eleven by Rabbi Yimatzi. Again, Rashi doesn't say you might eat it. I said you'll be over by Rabbi Yimatzi.
Rashi holds.
Rashi doesn't say you might eat it, which is not good. What you thought, right? So Rashi says, if you ever buy a raw, buy a mutton. So watch for this Rashi. What? If you what?
No, you won't only do it for a second.
Why is it only if you wait for a second? Because of the problem. What is that? Wait a second, I don't wait a second. Okay, that's one way to learn, good. Alright, there's a question here as to why Rashi sticks in just waiting a minute. As a matter of fact, it's even a bigger problem. Because Tosfos argues, Tosfos forget about waiting a minute, just might find it. But there's a bigger problem, because there's a... If you have chametz sheni yadu in your house on Pesach, you don't know about it, but your child put a cookie in an unlikely place, and it's sitting there on Pesach in your drawer. Are you ever by a rabbi, you might say? Maybe you're annoying, but are you ever by a rabbi, you might say? Tosfos on Chaf Aleph on Aleph 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 says that a chametz she'ina yadua is not ever by rabbi. A chametz that you don't know exists is no issa of by rabbi. It's called chametz she'ina yadua. You're not ever. When you find it, you'll be ever. Now, of course, that doesn't apply to a fesheya. Someone didn't do bedika. But if someone did a bedika, he searched in normal places. There's chametz she'ina yadua doing it now. The place that says, you're not ever. The Torah disagrees. The Torah says, you're either. You might be an either, but you're either. A chametz she'ina yadua. This Gemara appears to be a strong raya to Tosfos. Because the Gemara says, if you do bedika, you have to do bittul. Why? Shema yimsa luskayah. You might find it. Who cares if you find it? Gemara should say, Shema Yesh Gluskayafa. Who cares if you find it or not? Maybe when you did the Dika, you missed the Gluskayafa. If you missed the Gluskayafa, you haven't by Rabbi Yamasa. Why don't they shame Yimtzuk? Who cares if you find it? And Koshkin, who cares if you wait a minute? The Gemara should say, maybe there's a Kluski Yafa. And, why didn't I say that? So, maybe you missed it, and you're the deacon, maybe you missed something. If you missed something, if you missed Pirurim, who cares? But maybe you missed Rabbi Yimtzuk. You have to say Shema Yimtzuk, you might find it. But according to the sheet of the Torah, that you're either anyway, then there's a Pela Atzum of Pshat and Dizgemara, why didn't you Shema Yimtzuk Goske Yafa? Who cares if Yimtzuk Goske Yafa? Shema Yesh Goske Yafa. Yeah.
There's no Torah blindness if you don't know that. So, if you find it.
Rabbi Kiva Eger learns Pshat and Rashi this way. Rabbi Kiva Eger learns that, look, you did a bedikah, you did a good bedikah. If this chametz in your house, you're an einus. Chazal is not going to make a takana of bibul to save you from an einus. You're an einus. Einus rachman apatre. Just like you check vegetables for bugs. You check it right, you eat it. Maybe there's a bug. So you do what a human being can do. So chametz in your house, you do a bedikah. So for maybe shema yesh gluskayafa, you're an einus. And not only that, but you might find it. So Rashi says, if you find it, you immediately pick it up without hesitation and you throw it out of the house, you're also an ayinus. What could you do? As soon as you found it, you got rid of it. Also you're an ayinus. Therefore Rashi says, Shema, you're going to be masha rega echa. Maybe for a moment you won't hit you with a chomer in you. And you wait a minute. And at that minute, you're not an ayinus. So the chayshish, there'll be a moment where you won't be an itis, and therefore we require it. This is where the Kivaga learns Pshat in Rashi. And Rashi's saying that Shema, you'll wait a minute. Now Taisis didn't have to learn this way, because Taisis was Shitasai. Never had the problem, Taisis Chavishani Yaduri and not either. So she says, Shema Yimtzuk, so as you find it, if it comes coming to you, do us, fire it up. But if you don't like the Torah, you have a problem, because you're over all along. If you're over all along, you have to say a teretz, you're anonymous. So if you're anonymous, when you find it, you're anonymous. Yeah, but you're Shema Yishin, Rega Echad. You might wait a minute. So this Pshat in Rashi, besides that Pshat in Rashi, it would interrupt the Torah Shita. According to the Torah, will say, Chamas Shem Yaduwa Yitak Oiv, but that's your anitis. Elamai, why are we going to Shem Yitzhak Roshka Yafa? That is, because Shem Yishu Rega Echad. Let's first in my way.
The only reason why Chamas Shem Yaduwa is an anitis is because you did whatever you can. But
once
it's just a thing
I
said, though, that you could do, you're no longer
anitis. Rabbi Kivega says that. Rabbi Kivega says now that Chazal won the second Bittul, if you don't do Bittul, you're not an Oinus anymore. Strange thing. If Chazal would have never been Misak in Bittul, so if you have Chametz in your house, you're an Oinus. Once Chazal made it Chametz to do Bittul, he says nothing to do with the test of a Chametz and you do it. Just, if you hold like the Torah, the Chametz and you do it, you're either, to go to
Oinus. Not necessarily that, not because Chazal is back in the Bittul, but actually some issues and you don't think that's natural.
Because of Sheva Yeshua Chazal Misak and Bittul. Once there were Misak and Bittul. That's right. The reason your eyesight is because Sheva Yeshua Ragaya. Right? Kivega just adds this that once Chazal Misak and Bittul, if you hold the Bittul,
you. Once Chazal Misak and Bittul. Even if they weren't Misak, but they must be Bittul. It's still not being Oinus, if you know it. If you're straight from your hand and tail, then you're not. Answer is, the Torah will tell you, I'm not afraid Shema Yesh Luskayafa.
And that Aminaynus. I have to make a takana because maybe there's a dusky office. So it's that Aminaynus. So what are we chayshish for? The Rashi says, we're chayshish that you'll find it, you'll wait. The time that you're not Aminaynus, you're not going to be Aminaynus anymore. So that's why it's going to be a problem.
You see that on
the so, you have to look into the carbon sample and we can talk about it. I had a problem with the carbon tunnel, so if it works that well, then we're not going to get into it. But this is how Rabbi Kivega explains this piece of Gemara. Okay, I guess we'll finish the Yom tomorrow.